lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out the starting block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block, no K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Public Radio's loss is tavshow.com's gain. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to The Starting Block. Here for another week, you've got myself, Greeno, and I'm joined by the birthday boy, my co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world.
Now, you would have noticed when I came into the studio during the small talk time, we have about 6 minutes of small talk generally.
6 minutes.
That's about the maximum we get.
Not five, not seven, not but seven. Six.
Yeah, no more, no less.
No more, no less.
7 minute abs. Seven abs.
Who gets abs in 7 minutes, though, by the way?
I don't know.
Like, if you're dumb enough to believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you do a 7 minute workout, but you're going to have to do it every day for the next 14 years.
4,000 times. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm currently in the process of trying to get beach body in shape.
Oh, yeah.
At the moment, trying to get the rig in order.
The rig.
Because I've got a beach holiday coming up in Feb.
Do you really?
Yeah. So
I've never seen you anywhere near a beach.
Really? No, every summer I do a beach holiday with the fam.
Really?
Since my daughter was born.
Do you go shirtless on the beach?
Shirts off.
Really?
So I got to get the rig hammering.
I need pictures. Pics or it didn't happen, Greeno.
I've got a picture on my phone.
You've got a picture.
Last year's beach body.
Can you post it to Twitter?
No, man. It's there. It's me with my shirt off. I'm not putting it on Twitter.
I'm going to need you to post that to Twitter.
I'll show you the picture.
We can hashtag it, pasty on the beach with Greeno. Send in your, are you like really, like, do you look ill?
No, I look cut.
Okay, like illinest.
Yeah.
You're the illest mother on the beach.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. But very pale, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, pasty ass.
Pasty ass, yeah.
Because you've got to remember, so case in point, we've already lost track.
Mm.
We've already lost direction of where the show was going. Officially, 5 minutes, 19 seconds in.
But losing direction is what we do.
That's pretty much what we do. That's how we fill the hour. Every minute of every single day, full pants.
Full shirt.
And never has sun seen my body with the exception of the 1 week that I do a beach holiday.
That's right. You're not much for the shorts either, are you?
I try and avoid the short because I've got very dodgy knees.
Dodgy knees.
It's a knee issue.
Knobbly knees?
It's knobbly knees.
Okay.
It's a birth defect and I'd rather not talk about it. So I always go in the long pants. So yeah, you're right. When it gets to sun time.
Yes.
Come summer.
Which is pretty much all year round in Australia.
Pretty much. It's a bit of Casper get up.
Casper.
Yeah.
Casper the friendly ghost.
There's no Christina Ricci around though.
It's a shame.
It's all just, you know.
Casper the piss weak ghost.
The piss weak ghost, as this happens to be. So birthday festivities. So yeah, it's five, six minutes chat. You would have noticed I wasn't being rude. I didn't ask you about the birthday.
I know.
I need to save it for the mics on.
I thought you were being very rude.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't care.
It always happens.
You didn't, but you did send me a text message on the day.
I did. Yeah. Now, how was the birthday? What'd you get up to? Imagine work.
Worked, yes.
Yep.
So I got home about 7 in the morning. I saw my lovely wife for about 3 minutes before she left for work.
Mm-hmm.
Funny story for you, Greeno.
Hey, let's hold our horses.
I like stories about piñatas.
So wife asked me, what are you going to do for your birthday?
Mm.
And she said, are you going to talk to your American Joe friends in the States about politics and stuff? I said, no talking to the American Joes today. What I think I might do is I might have a bowl of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a glass of red wine.
Yeah.
I'll watch a crappy movie.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to bed early. And she said to me, wow, that's a pretty sad birthday. And I just kind of looked at her funny and I thought, we're really very different people.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds like a fantastic birthday.
Pasta, wine,
yeah,
movie,
What sleep?
Sleep. What more do you want? Yeah. Exactly. Especially when you get to this age, Greeno.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleep on your birthday is like a primary objective.
It's precious.
Yeah. I mean, we're not 21 anymore, right?
The ability to sit there and watch a movie.
Yeah.
Precious.
Do you know what I watched?
What'd you watch?
I watched a movie with Matt Damon.
And The Good Will Hunting?
No.
Oh, it's new flicks.
Relatively new. I think it's 2016. The Great Wall.
Never seen it. Never heard of it.
Okay. Well, Matt Damon is like a European soldier, a mercenary, a merc. And he's on his way to China to get black powder. He comes across the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
But it turns out the Great Wall, like movies wouldn't lie to us. Mm. The Great Wall wasn't to stop the invading Mongol hordes, Greeno. Mm. The Great Wall was built to stop these weird creatures called the Tao Ti, which are like monsters who every 60 years try to raid China.
Yeah.
And there's like this army, and it's all very colourful. They've all got very colourful uniforms in this army, and they do outrageous stunts.
You've lost me.
It wasn't too good.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best movie I've ever seen, but it did kill an hour and a half.
Yeah, fair enough.
On my birthday, which is what you want.
That's pretty much what you want. You want to kill the day.
That's right. There's your story time. That was a story.
I like stories about piñatas.
Story of the big day.
I'm gonna go back one sec. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to reflect on the story. I'm going to put a mirror to said story.
Yep. I'm sorry, I'm being asked in the chat, what else happened in the 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, that you saw your wife? Not much. That was pretty much it.
That's it.
The conversation.
Yeah.
That's all that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mirror reflection time at that said story.
Yes.
Isn't it your wife's responsibility to create said festivities for your birthday?
I don't know.
The fact that she's asking the question, what are you going to do for your birthday? Well, you tell me. That's my thing. Like, what kind of exciting things are you going to lavish on me on my day of birth?
Mm. Well, we're very independent people.
Yeah.
You see, we're very independent people. So it's kind of like, you take care of yourself.
Mm.
Take care of yourself on your birthday. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Here's, you know, don't forget to put the trash out.
Yeah.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the way we like it. Fair I like enough. It that way.
Yeah. All right. Birthday related.
I like stories about piñatas.
Well, it's not your birthday.
I bought you a present this year.
You bought me a present?
I did buy you a present this year.
Now, why did you buy me a present?
Because it's more of an amusing present, but I thought you'd find it fun.
Okay.
Now, the problem is...
Is it a Golden Girls figurine?
Greeno being Greeno had to find the cheapest way to buy said present. So I had to scour the deep depths of the internet to find, you know, the cheapest bargain I could.
Tightass.com.
Now, I ordered your present 2.5 weeks ago, right? Thinking that would be sufficient time for said item to arrive.
Yeah.
I'd put some nice wrapping paper on it. I'd make you a card. I'd put some glue on sparkles. It'd be lovely. I'd present you I'd give you the present on the show.
We'd hug. We'd embrace. We'd
have to put the cameras down for a moment.
Yeah.
And
play some soft piano music in the background. Music,
a bit of Kenny G, perhaps.
Kenny G.
Unfortunately.
Didn't arrive.
Didn't arrive. So that's now going to be your Christmas present.
Okay, beautiful, fantastic.
As long as it arrives before next week's show so I can give it to you for Christmas.
Okay, beautiful.
So yeah.
Sounds like fun. Can't wait for this.
That's a teaser.
Can't wait.
I also refuse to pay for bubble wrap, so it might be a bit broken.
Fantastic. Tightass.com.
Tightass.com. What do you want to do? Do you want to do Damo story time or do you want to do Periscope a week late?
Let's do Periscope a week late and then we'll hit the story time.
All right. So, this show been gone.
What do you got? Because it's actually 2 weeks late.
2 weeks late.
2 weeks late.
Do we want to bring up the elephant in the room?
Oh, you can go for it if you want.
All right. So the reason we missed last week is we lost a member of the block.
We did, yeah.
I don't own a pet.
Yeah,
I've never owned a pet.
Yeah,
but I've always pseudo owned a pet.
Pseudo owned a pet.
Pseudo owned a pet. So, 18 years ago, maybe
14 years ago.
14 years ago,
2004, Greeno.
2004. Yeah. You came to me and you're like, Greeno, what are you doing, Silo? And I said, mate, I'm unemployed. I'm sitting here watching reruns of Frasier
and the Golden Girls.
And the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm down.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I'm down.
I'm down. You're like, look, I'm about to buy at the time, just your girlfriend, who is now your wife.
That's right.
Going to go, I got to buy a Christmas present. I'm like, cool, man. I'll come for a run. What do you want? We buying lingerie? We buying a bit of perfume? We getting some, we going to that smelly candle store?
Where I can smelly pick
up,
candle store.
I can pick up some chicks.
No.
And you're like, no. We're going to go pick up a pug.
A pug dog, yep. So pug life, Greeno.
Correct. So we went along to this lovely lady's place, and she had a litter of young pugs. Mm-hmm. You selected the pug of your choice, yep, who became your pet for the last 14 years.
That's right. Missy.
Who unfortunately went to doggy heaven last week.
She did.
So is it tip of the hat? Is it Nice Gary?
Oh, let's give her a Nice Gary.
A definite Nice
she's
Gary.
She's a Nice Gary pet.
Nice, Gary!
It was a good innings, 14.
Sensational. What's that in dog years? Because four, so we're talking what?
I think, isn't it seven per year?
Seven per year, so 140.
140?
I'm not a very good accountant, as you can tell.
No, it would be 80-something.
Yeah.
80-something.
Do you have a favourite Missy story to reflect?
Missy story. I have favourite moments.
Okay, well, let's throw some moments out there in honour.
Okay. Well, my favorite thing was probably like she just wanted to be next to you all the time. Mm-hmm. And so the world could be ending, but as long as she was like next to you, you know what it was like, you would sit down and she would just sit down next to your foot. Yep. Or you would stand there. If you were standing, she would get in between both of your legs and just sit down. Mm-hmm. So she was touching both of your feet.
Common occurrence when you used to live at the old townhouse.
Yes.
Well, I'd pop over, we'd watch F1 or cricket all day, yep, and Missy would not leave between, you know, the bottom of the feet.
That's right. So she only ever wanted to be next to you all the time. That's mm-hmm. when she was the happiest.
Yeah.
Right? She didn't have a bad bone in her body either.
Oh, not at all. Lovely dog.
So if you, like, say, went into a different room and closed the door when she was younger,
yep,
she would go around the house and collect toys and pile them up outside the door. Yeah. So you could just imagine, like, she'd grab a toy,
yep,
take it to the door, drop it, and then wait there for a few minutes. Like, okay, that didn't do it. Go and get another toy. Maybe they really want this toy. Yeah. Go and get that one. When she got a little bit older and she wasn't interested in the toys anymore, you know the reason that we have to put the box up behind next to the door is, Greeno, yeah, because she would sit, but she would push her backside, her bum, up against the door.
Correct.
When she sat down and kind of slide down. Mm-hmm. So that way, whenever you open the door, she'd know that you were coming out.
Yeah.
So she'd always wait outside the studio,
yeah,
you know, for the show to finish. And as soon as you open the door, she's like, oh, okay, you're back.
You're back.
You're back.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
So I was a bit tough that first show I did when I knew that, like, I was going to open the door and she wasn't going to be there. Mm. But we've got the little Missy figurine in here.
You got the Missy figurine.
Little Missy figurine. In honor. And she's actually going to be joining us live in the studio next week, Greeno.
Really?
Yeah, because she's going to be cremated and she's going to live in the studio here
dead
with
set.
Us.
Oh, perfect.
She's going to be Missy the studio dog.
Excellent.
There you go.
I was going to say, Missy, you will be missed. However, yep, you're still here.
She'll still be here.
She'll still be here.
She's coming home soon.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Commiserations.
Give her a Nice Gary again. Another Nice
Double
Gary.
Nice Gary.
Nice Gary.
All right. The show got very serious for a moment.
Yeah, we've got to break it up.
We've got to break it up. Now, we're going to go back to the poll.
What was last week's Twitter poll?
Do we replace the theme song?
Ah, yes, of course.
Literally the most amount of responses we've ever received. We got like 45 responses.
Really? We don't get 45 people listening to the show.
Exactly. That's what I was surprised about. admittedly, the three options were, do you want to scrap the Golden Girl? You got the Golden Girl song,
mm-hmm,
something else, add your suggestions, or just cancel the show altogether.
Yep.
Most of the votes were for cancel the show altogether. I voted for that one personally.
So did I.
Free up a couple of hours of my time.
Exactly.
But in the end, it ended up being like, 64% for Keep the Golden Girls theme. So it's still here.
Okay.
I will add a side note to it.
A caveat.
I think we need to add a generic intro voiceover.
Okay.
Because I don't add anything to the show with the crap I so-called promote.
Right.
Because we don't know what's going to be in the show. We just make it up as we go.
That's right.
So I think we just need like a generic voiceover.
Okay.
Over the top of it instead. Yeah.
You want a red script.
I think that can be the update for now.
Okay. Do we go with the robotic girlfriend that we do have doing our cutaways?
Mm.
Or do we employ somebody else?
Is there a way we can get sound bites of the receptionist at tavshow.com headquarters?
Dorothy Boyd.
Dorothy Boyd as like a mix mash.
Oh, now you're talking.
On top of it.
Now you're talking.
Put her to work.
Let's see if one of the blockheads wants to do that for us. By all
great.
Means,
yeah, a bit of a sound edit of the movie Jerry Maguire.
I'm not sure I could go through like 8 hours of Jerry Maguire clipping out little fragments of Dorothy Boyd's dialogue. To be fair, I don't think I'd last. I don't think it'll manage.
Wise move.
Wise move.
All right. Let's. So that's Paul. Yeah, we're sticking with it. Periscope 2 weeks late. Once again, I never actually checked these things before I read it, and the first word I see out of the corner of my eye is accented dildo. I'll get to that one, though. So, BE from the UK, we're talking about Unity Day.
Unity Day,
obviously,
yes.
Obviously, big, not far away now.
Just quickly approaching.
A month and a half away.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk Unity Day news before we get to Periscope a week late?
Really? How far are we going to push back Periscope a week late? We can talk about Unity Day news. What do you got for us?
All right. So, as we pointed out, we've got Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto on board.
Coming in.
Now, there's a proposed trade on the table.
Oh, really?
But he said, look, boys.
Do we want to talk about the hot stove before we talk about the Unity Day, before we talk about Periscope a week late?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Because, Crazy Uncle Jerry, he's got plenty of stuff to cover later.
Ah, good.
But in between doing trades,
yep.
He's trying to trade some of the acts.
Okay, from Unity Day.
From Unity Day. So, trade number one. Now, unfortunately, Sonya Dada have a no trade clause in their contract.
Oh, is that right?
So
who signed this agreement?
So
Dorothy.
What happened? Dorothy. Is, Crazy Uncle Jerry heard Hootie and the Blowfish were back out on tour.
Oh no!
And so he was trying to do a swap between Hootie and the Blowfish and Sonya Dada.
Yeah, Dada's not worth a Hootie.
No, definitely not. So Dada said, "No, we're not taking this." They blocked the trade.
Right.
So trade number one. Now trade number two. Has to come to us as upper management for approval.
Yes.
Now, what is currently on the table is Yahoo Sirius out, replaced by Calista Flockhart. Now, to put it into context, there'll be no Ali McBeal readings.
The best part about Calista Flockhart is you don't have to feed her in the green room.
Exactly. Just a grape and a glass of water. That's she'll be fine.
That'll do. I can't finish this.
So now the transaction does involve, though, with Yahoo out,
yes.
We get to keep the readings, though.
Ah.
So it would be Calista Flockhart.
So we can read a Yahoo Serious scripts.
Yahoo Serious scripts as well as Freddy Got Fingered.
Okay, so she doesn't get to bring any Ally McBeal action.
There'll be no Ally McBeal action. There'll be no dancing babies. We'll mull over it. Maybe we'll put it to the blockheads.
Put it to the blockheads. Do you want Calista Flockhart to read the favourite movie scenes from Yahoo Sirius's career?
Not the favourite scenes, entire script.
The entire script from Yahoo Sirius's movie career plus Freddy Got Fingered.
Exactly.
Or
have Yahoo Sirius do it.
Or have Yahoo Sirius. Or do you want Calista Flockhart to do readings from Ally McBeal?
Yeah, good point.
No. Can we get Yahoo Sirius to do readings?
That's the other options, yeah.
From Ally McBeal.
Correct. So it'll have to be Yahoo. We'll have to read Ally McBeal, switch the scripts.
Okay, got you.
Yeah. That's what the fans want. So
fantastic.
Good to see Jerry at work.
Comment in the chat, Greeno from Sinsoaked. He said Harrison Ford comes with Calista.
Really?
Yeah. That could be a problem.
That is a problem.
Because we can't afford Harrison Ford on our payroll.
We've only got a certain budget.
Yeah.
Jerry's been told, don't go over it.
Yep.
It's a tight thing.
Can we sign up Harrison Ford to like a temporary contract?
No.
Yeah, like a 6-week arrangement.
I don't think it's going to fly.
You don't think it'll fly?
I don't understand.
He's not a star player anymore. He's in the twilight of his career.
I don't know who's going to unite.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the issue.
He's always a divider, isn't he?
He's a divider opposed to a uniter.
Yeah, Han Solo, Indiana Jones.
The Fugitive.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
It's no good.
Before we get to Periscope Week Late, Damo, the start of segment one, I just did a quick point. Stefan Sears in the chat?
Stefan Sears is not in the chat.
Not in the chat. So he direct messaged me, realized it was your birthday, he's like, look, can you tell embarrassing stories about Damo? You know, a bit of birthday fun. And
probably not.
And I'm like, no. Like, as the way we do it here. Like, firstly, we have an unspoken. Well, it is a spoken agreement because we set it before each of our weddings.
That's right.
Going, don't do stupid shit. Embarrass me with the best man speech.
Yeah.
Because you know as many embarrassing things about me as I do you.
That's right.
So it all comes out even on the contra.
That's right. It's like having a gun to each other's head.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't tell embarrassing stories about each other. Secondly, the Australian way of doing this must be a US thing to try and embarrass your mates on the birthday.
Yes.
Because the Australian thing to do it is you go to Panthers and get some stupid fucking drinks.
That's right.
Like whatever fruity cocktail.
The
Fluffy Duck. The Incredible Hulk was the old birthday
Hulk.
Tradition.
Oh, yes.
That's
green bastard.
That's how we spend the birthdays.
That's right.
Yeah, stupid cocktails that probably don't meet RSA standards.
Which then create the dumb stories that you never get to hear about.
Correct. Now, unfortunately, we haven't had a chance to start segment one, but time for an ad break.
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.
Yes, welcome back to The Block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. If you want to get in touch with us, the numero uno way to do so would be by hitting that little blue bird icon, Greeno, on the Twitter. Follow you at The Starting Block, one word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. You can check us out on Periscope, YouTube, stream.me. Of course, the podcast, Greeno, thestartingblock.podbean.com, and we are also exclusive to TAVshow.com, Greeno.
Correct, exactly. Only place you can find us.
That's right. The owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno, James R., is not in the chat tonight.
Not in the chat. Free reign.
I think we've caught him mid-lommy-lommy massage.
That'll happen.
Dorothy Boyd. There was a great suggestion. Pardon me.
That sounded phlegmy.
That one had bones in it.
Mm.
There was a great suggestion in the chat, re Callista Flockhart from One Sin Soaked, Greeno.
Yeah, yeah.
Who said, we should get Harrison Ford to fly Callista in.
Yeah.
That could be very interesting. And I think he's right. But we wouldn't be able to get Harrison to land.
That's
because
the issue.
Once he lands the plane, we have to pay him. I'm thinking we airdrop Callista in, maybe in a crate.
Yeah. Like yeah. Operation Dumbo Drop.
Operation Dumbo yeah. Drop.
I think what Sinsoke may be referring to is the fact that he's crashed three planes.
That's right.
Recently as well. Yeah. So best to keep him just in the air.
That's right. He's the Richard, what's the guy's name off Top Gear?
Richard Hammond.
Richard Hammond. He's yeah. the Richard Hammond of aeronautical
exactly.
artistry.
Best just to stay away.
Just stay away. Just stay out of the car, Richard. Just stay out of the plane, Harrison.
Safety first.
Safety first, baby.
We probably should start the show at some point.
Isn't it a sad, depressing fucking situation where the guy who could fly the Millennium Falcon through an asteroid field can't land a plane without crashing it?
Well, I'm more concerned about the fact that he's crashed three planes. He still has his pilot license.
Well, he's rich, Greeno.
Yeah, that's it.
He's rich and famous.
He's fine.
They don't lose their licenses.
No. Periscope week late or 2 weeks late. Demo.
2 weeks late. What do you got? Who's
we're
got?
We're going to smash through because this is segment one.
Okay.
But you from the UK suggested Ernie Dingo be part of Unity Day.
Oh, did he?
I don't know. If I'm going to compare Ernie Dingo or Eden Gahar, I think we've got the best of the bunch.
Yeah, we go with Eden. We run with Eden.
Yeah, well, we'll stick with Eden for now, but we'll put what's the backup chord in theatre?
The stand-in.
Not the stand-in. It's something else. Someone in the chat, let us know.
Someone in the chat will know. Sinsoke.
Sinsoke will definitely know.
I've just had a random idea for Unity Day, Greeno.
You want to interrupt?
I want to interrupt. I want to talk. I've got a Unity Day idea.
We never get through the show.
Let's put this to the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno, James R., see if he can write us another check. I'm thinking, since the indiscretions about Don Burke, Greeno.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Australia's most famous horticulturalist, Don Burke, had a TV show in Australia for many, many years called Burke's Backyard, was unceremoniously dumped from the public vernacular after it was revealed he had strange sexual proclivities on set. How about, now hear me out here, we set up a little organic corner in Unity Day. The kids can go in there with pitchforks.
Yeah.
They can weed. We'll call it the Garden of Eden.
I like it.
Eden Gahar's Garden of Eden.
I love that idea so much.
Yep.
James, forget the check.
Forget the check.
The money's coming out of Greeno's.
There you go. There you go. You're gonna give Eden Gahar a half a case of Mountain Dew.
That's sensational.
Until Unity Day.
The Garden of Eden in the corner. And we'll put a bit of worm action.
That's right.
We'll
Eden Gahar can be in there with the kiddies, teaching them about, you know, growing things, about preservatives, about killing bugs, about how to pick fruit, how to grow Swiss chard, Greeno.
Has Eden ever hosted a gardening show?
No, but that won't matter.
He'll find a way.
That won't matter. We'll have assistants.
Who are we thinking? Who are we thinking for the assistants? Who am I looking at?
Pamela Anderson.
His budget's blowing out. Let's move on. Okay. Skipping that.
See, this is a very interesting section here.
Skipping that.
It's a good, great segment.
Skipping that.
So you got nothing to read about from the comments from last week?
Oh, it's just, they're all a little bit old now. James pointed out that a biscuit is folded dough. We're talking about biscuits. What's the difference between a biscuit and like a bread roll?
And a bread roll.
And a biscuit.
That's where you get the dough, you put butter, and then you fold it over. And then you get another layer of butter, you squish it in there, you fold it over again.
I don't know if it's got butter, but it's folded 12 times at least and has no yeast in it.
No yeast?
No yeast.
How does it rise?
I don't know. James, get back to us.
Okay.
General Eaton said, we're talking about grits as well. Grits are like cream of wheat, but grittier.
Is it really?
Sounds terrible.
Yes, it does.
At Y Censored, i.e. Kimmy.
Great suggestion in the chat, Greeno. Who will we help? Who will we get to help Eden Gahar with the Garden of Eden? Mm-hmm. What about Peter Russell Clark?
Now we're talking.
That's BE for the UK.
That's a good call. Now, BE, here's a challenge for you. Can you remember what Peter Russell Clark's catchphrase was?
I only remember the song with Peter Russell Clark.
It was g'day, g'day. And another good day.
Wow.
That was Australian TV at its finest in 1980.
See, nobody knows who Peter Russell Clark is in the chat.
He was a guy who used to sell cheese.
Cheese, that's right.
Yeah, he was always in the Coon ads.
Yeah, that's it. That is the name of the brand of cheese.
To our American listeners.
Yeah. Somebody here actually tried to get Coon cheese banned, and they said, it's offensive, but it's actually named after the family Coon.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The Coon family. This is beautiful because if this happened in America, everyone would go, we've got to get rid of it because it's so offensive. Here in Australia, it was like, fuck off, you're not changing our cheese.
Yeah, it's a name.
It's not happening.
Get your own name.
That's right.
See the bullshit that Woolworths is pumping out today? The cakes they're selling?
Is this another edition of Supermarket Wars? Your war on the supermarket?
No, not at all. It's just PC culture gone mad, Damo. They're no longer referring to Christmas cakes as Christmas cakes.
Oh, here we go.
They're now like festive season cakes or some
festive
shit,
season cakes.
Some
cake.
Shit like that because they don't want to put the word Christmas on the name.
Because Christmas is offensive, is it?
Because it might be offensive to people who don't who are not of the same religious denomination.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. I dislike that, but you know what I dislike as well is when people come out and say, you know, fucking people of X religion or this group over here, they're stopping us from having Christmas. It's like, no. The people that make these decisions are like white.
Yeah.
You know, people who have been raised in Christian, but they are just so infused with PC. It's normally the white people trying to like be a do-gooder.
Yeah.
Like they're like, we mustn't offend other people. They've had no complaints.
No, not at all.
Nobody's complained. Nobody's offended.
The irony of it.
They're taking it upon themselves.
I've walked into Woolies recently and it's like, we can't put the name Christmas on Christmas cakes, but there's Santa Claus everywhere. It's Christmas hampers, Christmas specials.
But see, this is
the Christmas cake, though.
They would go out of their way to not offend somebody who have shown no signs of being offended. By doing so, they're happy to offend countless numbers of people in real life. But then they turn around to those people and give them the finger and say, well, screw you. We're not putting Christmas on it because we don't want to be offensive. It's like, hang on, you're being offensive right now.
Mm.
But so clearly it's not about being offensive or not. If it was about being offensive or not, they would listen to all of the people who get offended by you changing it because you say it's offensive.
And then, you're never going to please everyone, so just move on.
Yeah.
Kimmy's still waiting she's still waiting for Aussie accented dildo. Has it been shipped yet? Yeah, well, once again, I refuse to pay. Well, firstly, they haven't been shipped yet because we've got to wait till Unity Day for BE to record
the voice messages
of your choice into they'll be posted after.
Yep.
Secondly, you're going to be waiting a bit because I'm not going to pay for express postage.
No, they're not being posted. You have to show up on Unity Day, present your ticket stub.
Oh, to collect it. I forgot. I thought that was just the P. I thought they were also able to shift out.
No. You have to be at Unity Day.
Got to be at Unity Day. Okay.
That's right.
There you go, Kimmy.
That's right.
At Stephen Sears was talking about inclusion.
Okay.
In the power rankings.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
One male, one female in the number one slot. It's being inclusive. No, it was just me not wanting to lose my beer. We then, well, that's right. Yeah, we put it out. I'm trying to remember what the hell we said in the show a fortnight ago. That's why I'm getting lost.
Yep.
Okay, so we said, yeah, we can be bribed with the rankings by beer.
That's right.
Kimmy asked, will American beer suffice? Wait, we love Budweiser.
We love Budweiser. We
drink plenty.
I have a case of Miller's in the fridge right now.
Giddy up.
Wisconsin's number one.
There you go.
Yep.
Sin Soaked in reply put his number two ranking in jeopardy because he said, you'll get egg, Jew and egg sandwiches and you'll like them.
Yo.
He's not buying into the bribe shit.
No.
He's like, yo, I'm getting you Jew and egg sandwiches.
Yeah.
And you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. That's like saying, here's $1.
Yeah.
Now I own you.
Yeah.
It's like, well, not really. Maybe not really. Greeno.
Yeah.
Maybe Greeno you can buy off for a buck.
Yep.
Not me.
Some story, I'm guessing it would have been in BE's Earth Report because it's about inserting something in the ass.
Yes.
Kimmy said,
was it the fuel Bowser?
It was the fuel Bowser. Good memory.
Yep.
Kimmy said, of all the things that you've
how could we forget?
Y'all read about the orifice insertion. This one is the least believable. Because I was like, oh, I don't believe this for a second. She was surprised that that was the one I didn't believe. something about the tree nuts. Don't care. don't care.
Mookie in the chat says, Foster's or death?
Oh, don't care. Yeah. Death.
There you go.
I wouldn't drink Foster's. Foster's cat.
Do you want to do a bit of story time, Greeno?
Yeah, man, please. Because I realized why we waited 25 minutes to talk about that. That was a shit.
Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah. You slayed that segment.
Yeah, I'm not very good. I need to take a break.
Yeah.
Not really. What do we need, Greeno?
I like stories about pinatas.
So I purchased the other day, Greeno, one of these iced coffee drinks. Mm-hmm. I won't reveal the brand, Barista Brothers. Mm-hmm. But so, you know.
It'd be libelous if we mentioned that the brand was Barista Brothers.
Yeah, but for example, if I was to mention a brand, it would be something like Barista Brothers.
It could be Barista. It might not be.
Might not be.
You could be holding a Barista Brothers in your hand.
I could be holding something else.
You could be holding something else.
Yeah, but just for argument's sake.
For argument's sake. Let's say we're putting odds on it.
Yeah.
If I'm going down the TAB and putting my hard cashola on it.
That's right.
I might put it on Barista Brothers.
You may put it on Barista
but
Brothers.
But that could be a long shot.
Theoretically.
Theoretically.
That's right. So I went and purchased my iced milk. Now, I'm a fan of the coffee-flavored milks, Greeno, but I do get that rumble in the stomach when you finish drinking it. You know, that sensation like you need to crap straight afterwards?
Yeah.
But I am a fan. I do enjoy the taste.
You enjoy the rumbling in the gut or the coffee?
Oh, both, obviously.
Okay. Combination of the two.
So I purchased this like maybe 5-6 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drank it before. And you know what? It was an afterthought. I smashed it down because I enjoy the flavor so much. But then I was a little bit worried, Greeno, is it still okay to drink? Because it's got milk in it.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, hang on. If it's a milk product, then surely, like, you know, if you buy a carton of fresh milk, it only lasts, what, a week or two, if that, in the fridge? One week max, and then you got to throw it out because milk doesn't last very long, even when it's refrigerated.
Yep.
So imagine my surprise when I look at the use-by date on this particular milk product, 12th of July 2019.
What?
12th of July 2019.
What kind of bullshit preservatives are sitting
That's exactly
for?
Right. What the hell are they pumping into these things that they can sit on the shelf for a year and a half, Greeno?
Must be long life milk.
Long life milk.
I think so.
But it's already been, you know.
Yeah.
It's already been transferred once.
Yeah, fair point.
So what the hell is in these drinks that they can last for a year on the shelf?
Have a look at the preservatives on the side.
Let's have a look
all
here.
The shit that's in it.
That's
and that might give you the answer.
Okay, so we've got 390 milligrams of sodium, 110 milligrams of caffeine, 500 milligrams of calcium. Calcium is iron and protein, is iron and calcium.
anyone in the chat get that reference from Australia? Tip of the hat to you.
Tip of the hat. If you get that,
yeah.
Free ticket to Unity Day.
Free ticket?
Free ticket to Unity
Bullshit. We need half cash, price. Man. Half price.
Half price ticket to Unity Day. Contains milk products.
Yeah, that's the issue.
That's the issue.
Milk products.
Yeah, because I was having an argument with somebody before about spam, Greeno, and they were saying, oh, spam's a marvelous food. I'm like, no, technically spam's not a food.
No.
It's a food product.
It's a product, yeah.
Yeah. So no milk, Mm-hmm. Like, that's why they put 100% real coffee.
Yeah,
coffee's real.
Coffee's real.
But everything else in it is
not.
Who knows
what the hell is
synthetic shit. Synthetic.
Good story.
There you go.
I like stories about piñatas.
Something to think about.
Closing off your story, open up my story.
I like stories about piñatas.
Got a new CEO for my company.
Oh, okay.
Started last week.
Now, obviously, the new CEO, you don't want listening to this show. Is that
he's not listening to this show. We're fine. So new CEO took on over, and first email, kind of introducing himself to the company.
Yes.
Because he's the CEO, his email, it's not the stock standard footer.
Sorry, Greeno, question in the chat. When is Unity Day? Are we actually doing it on Australia Day or around Australia Day?
We're doing it on Australia Day.
So that would be the 26th.
Correct, because Triple J have already pussied out of doing their hottest 100 on that day.
Because it's offensive, Greeno.
Because they want to offend people. Yep. So we're like, fuck them, we're going to take their day.
That's right.
So what better way to unite people on the day that's dividing people?
That's right. With Calista Flockhart reading scripts from Yahoo Sirius's movie career.
Potentially. Trade still pending.
Trade pending. BE from the UK reading your favourite stories to your animatronic dildo,
correct.
Yeah.
Sonia Dada playing
Sonia Dada.
You Don't Treat Me No Good No More.
The Garden of Eden with Eden Gahar.
And then Eden Gahar just overseeing the whole proceedings.
And crazy Jerry DePoto signing trade certificates.
Trading everyone. Trading out guests.
That's right. For furniture.
But yeah, so you may have a ticket to Uni Day, but watch your back, crazy Uncle Jerry might trade you out.
He might trade you out. If he likes what he sees.
Yeah, exactly.
In another festival.
If he can get a good deal, if he can trade you for some dodgy pills, perhaps, from a dance festival. Maybe you might be gone.
That's it.
So when you see how he looks like. You like that trade idea?
Yeah.
We get some dodgy pills.
You show up to Unity Day, you might end up getting on a plane by the end of the day going to another country.
Who knows?
Well, no, we're trading you to the clog dancing festival in Kenya.
Crazy Uncle Jerry spoken.
Wow.
He doesn't have a standard footer on his email, my new CEO, right?
Yeah.
He gets the nice fancy one because he's on the big biggies.
Ah, okay.
So
big dollars.
So he doesn't get his name. He gets his picture put on his little on his footer.
Like a real estate agent.
Correct. That's how he looks, right? And my mate Marty turned around to me. He's like, dude, check this out.
Two questions. Sorry, got to interrupt again, Greeno. Unity Day is going off like a frog in a sock.
Mate, I told you, this thing is just a phenomenon.
The fans, they're hooked.
Yeah.
Since Oaked is asking, a wheel of guests? So I imagine like Wheel of Fortune.
So we're just going to spin them around.
Wheel situation. And another question, will you be serving that milk drink, that milk product drink at Unity Day? I think we can, but we'll have to get James, the CEO and owner of TAVshow.com, James R., to write us another check so we can bring in an extra 40 or 50 portaloos.
Yeah.
To get a couple of more portable toilets on site.
As part of Garden of Eden.
A garden.
Can we Can we also get like a chem lab?
Yes.
To test iced coffees.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say as part of the Garden of Eden, we'll just get you to shit directly onto the garden bed. We can get rid of the portaloos. We could save a couple of bucks.
Step two. All right. So fresh manure straight into the Garden of Eden.
Fresh manure.
Saves on portaloos. Good thinking.
Yeah.
And then we'll use the money from that.
Yeah.
To get the testing lab
for the milk products.
Option two, Eden, as part of the Garden of Eden, could create with his young kitties, could create milk products to then be sold to the milk companies.
To the milk companies.
To the iced coffee companies.
So now we're making money.
Now we're making cash here. We're onto something here.
Fantastic.
We'll workshop it. We'll get back to you. Good suggestions, though, since so. Yeah. So, my mate Marty turned around and he goes, look, here's a picture of the CEO of his email.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, there was a picture of Bronson Pinchot, one Balki Bartokomos from Perfect Strangers.
I can't believe he remembered his real name.
Oh, of course I remembered.
Bronson Pinchot.
Bronson Pinchot. Uncanny.
Balki Bartokomos.
I think our new CEO is Balki Bartokomos.
Wow. He was a 10 extra points, Greeno, if you can remember which country he was from.
From Nepos, Damon.
Nepos.
Cousin Lally.
Cousin Lally.
I had to leave my herd of goats.
Yes, he was a goat herder from Nepos.
And so basically we had to go to a presentation of the CEO that afternoon, and the entire time I'm looking at him, trying not to laugh out loud because the fucking Perfect Strangers theme song is playing in my
Sometimes
head.
You just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.
That's the one.
No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, it's like a long lost friend, leaves every dark street a light at the end.
Stand
tall on the wings of my dreams, rise and fall.
Nice, Gary.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
You got through a lot more of that song than I thought you were going to get through. So there you go. The new CEO of my company, Balki Batokamus.
Think about how uplifting were the songs for the TV shows back then.
Sensational.
Like, it's just positivity, like,
yeah.
You know, on the wings of my dreams. You know, no matter what the odds are this time, nothing's going to stand in my way.
Yeah.
If you watch modern TV shows, listen to the theme music, it's probably like everyone's a drug addict.
Yeah, it's just, it's dour.
It's murder, cannibalism, Luciferianism, Greeno. Where's the uplifting positive vibes?
Gone. So the rest of the day, all I was doing around is just going, my life.
Good question in the chat, Greeno. Did that show just get to Australia?
Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Yeah.
Do 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 do.
Was that in Chicago?
It was.
The Chicago,
it was.
Yeah.
Cousin Laddie.
So that was obviously before gang violence took grip.
Correct.
Because now Balki Batokomus, the first episode, he walks out on the street, he gets shot by a gangbanger.
That's it, done.
In a back alley.
Black.
Yeah. Rise and fall. Okay, show's over.
The ironic thing is at our...
This ain't your hood, me pulse motherfucker.
in our office,
the
entry has one of those revolving doors.
Oh, fantastic.
Like the intro.
That he gets stuck in.
And and basically I was just going to wait for the CEO to walk in and stop it. How are we 45 minutes in? We've got through one story. Let's not just go to a break and then we're going to smash through the rest.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30, right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, make America great again, the nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week. Come.
Welcome to The Starting Block. Follow on Twitter at The Starting Block. Drop the K at the end. Find the podcast on iTunes or on tavshow.com.
Yeah, for once I'm actually going to talk over the outro because we've got about 45 minutes worth of content to get through of 10.
Just in the air break though, Greeno, some exciting news. Do you want to tell the fans about the big news, the exciting news?
So we got a chance to quickly get Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto on the blower.
Yeah, he actually called into the studio.
He called into us and
he was inspired by our last bit.
He's like, boys, I've taken on board. I can read between the lines.
I know what you want.
He's already put a call out.
Yeah.
Balki Batokomus.
Is available.
Is available.
He's out of contract.
Out of contract. Crazy Uncle Jerry reckons he can sign him cheap for a herd of goat.
That's right.
And he may be part of the Garden of Eden.
That's right. Herding goats in the Garden of Eden.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get the fans' hopes up just yet, but we hope to have some news before the end of this show.
Yeah. Put it this way. The board, like the brains trust of TAVshow.com, Greeno, is going to discuss the possibility of signing Balki Batokomus up to Unity Day 2019.
And I think that's just going to take, like, this thing was already looking like the greatest Unity Day ever.
I mean, if we could get Balki, like, he's not the star player. But he's definitely the cherry on the top. Like, if you're pushing for a championship, he's like that experienced hand that you bring in to help guide the kids through, like, Yahoo Serious.
Yeah.
To guide the kids, to, like, just give them, like, that air of authority when they're out there on the pitch.
He's like Kevin Durant joining the Golden State Warriors after they already set the record season.
There you go.
It was just they were already great.
Yeah, it's about consolidation.
But now they're phenomenal.
That's right.
With the addition of, Kevin Durant.
Balki Batokomus is our Kevin Durant.
Balki Batokomus. All right, so I need to step back in time a little bit, Damo.
What do you got?
If I may.
Go for it.
To last week's hot stove.
Mm.
Now, I need to go back 1 week and compare hot stove to Crazy Uncle Jerry's side burner.
Ah, okay.
So here was the list.
Because there was a bit of confusion there, wasn't there?
A little bit. They're separate. They're two separate entities in themselves because Crazy Uncle Jerry's doing his own business.
That's right.
He's already the king of hot stove. He needs his own segment.
That's right.
So in all of MLB last week, before last week, here's what happened. Washington acquired catcher Yan Gomes from Cleveland, and that was it.
That was it.
in the same week, so all of MLB, the other 29 teams, that was what happened at one trade.
Okay.
Crazy Uncle Jerry's sideburner, Damo, in 1 week, just Crazy Uncle Jerry.
Yep.
They acquired 21-year-old left-handed Ricardo Sanchez from the Braves for cash.
Jerry pays cash.
He just paid cash.
suitcase full of cash.
He also acquired Omar Narváez. Yep. He's a 26-year-old catcher. He was acquired for the White Sox. He then traded out Alex Colom, who was one of their relievers.
Yes.
Then there was a Mariners and Mets deal, which sent Edwin Diaz, Robinson Cano, and $20 million to the Mets. And in return, they got Jared Kelenak, Justin Dunn, Jay Bruce, Anthony Swarzak, and Jermaine Bautista. Then he created another deal. This is only 1 week where he traded Gene Segura, James Pazos, and Juan Nicasio to the Phillies. And in return, he got Carlos Santana and JP Crawford.
Wow.
Now.
Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto, ladies and gentlemen.
So all that was just Crazy Uncle Jerry. The rest of the entire league, one trade.
Now, don't tell me Crazy Uncle Jerry can't get Balki Batokomus at Unity Day.
Mate.
If there's a way, he'll find it.
He'll find a way.
He'll find it.
Now, I like this. This is from at Bob Dutton. He's an MLB reporter.
Okay.
He said he's interviewed Jerry DePoto before, and he said Jerry said to him on numerous occasions, it's hard to make trades. His quote was, imagine if it wasn't. To put it into context, this is my favorite Uncle Jerry stat, man. Jerry DePoto only took over the Mariners on the 28th of September 2015, so just over 3 years.
Mm.
Now, each team has a 40-man roster of contracted players, right?
That's right.
There's only two left from when he started.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Only two players are left.
Wow. And hasn't he traded a couple of players like twice?
Yeah.
Like he's traded them out and then traded them back in, then traded them out again.
There was one guy that he traded for and then traded him out within 5 minutes. He's a fucking genius. We love him.
Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto.
Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto. The rest of the hot stove is... So what happened the week after? Because Crazy Uncle Jerry, after that big week, he's like, I need to focus on Unity Day.
Because he's got his team now.
He's already made 400 trades for this week. Yep. He'll get back to it next week. But at the moment, he's focused on Unity Day.
Good.
So you had Patrick Corbin get signed by the Nats for 6 years, $140 million.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Eovaldi signed with the Red Sox. I think he got $100 million in 4 years. Oh, no, he got 6 years.
Right.
$100 odd mil.
Yeah. Not bad coin.
The St. Louis Cardinals acquired one of my favorite players, six-time NL All-Star Paul Goldschmidt from the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
You had Jonathan Scope signed with the Twins on a one-year $7.5 million deal.
Mm.
Tyson Ross signed a one-year $5.75 million with the deal with the Tigers.
Mm.
And then today, Andrew McCutchen signed a $50 million deal with the Phillies. Ivan Nola got traded to the White Sox. But how's this, Damo? We need to get better at baseball.
Okay.
Because Troy Tulowitzki was released from his team.
Okay. He's an Aussie, is he?
No. He's not Canadian. He's an American dude. But he got released from the Blue Jays, right? And they're like, look, we're going to release you. You get paid out your contract.
Beautiful.
But we don't want you here. He still has $38 million owing.
Wow.
So to not play baseball.
And get $38 million for it.
He's going to get $38 million.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Would you just retire?
He'll sign with another club.
Yeah.
But he still gets his 38 mil.
That's insane.
The other club will sign him on a minimum and he'll get 38
mil. Obviously they couldn't trade him. No one wanted him.
No one wanted him. He's coming back from two heel surgeries.
Too much risk.
Well, he's just
but never, see why have him? Why pay him? Like, you may as well keep him if you're paying him.
Well, my theory is you'd keep him and then you just claim the insurance.
Well, or does that take a spot off the roster that they want to fill for
That's
somebody else?
That's the issue. Yeah, it's about roster spots. So they've got people they want to keep in the organization,
yep.
And they have to be on this 40-man roster. He's okay. Filling a spot that can't really be used.
Right.
So, yeah, had to get rid of him.
Okay.
So that's
fair
that.
Enough.
We just don't have time to talk about the Heat.
No, we've got to do the Earth Report.
We're supposed to do the Earth Report. Yep. We're starting segment two.
Okay. Happy days. Time for the Earth Report.
Wind, water,
heart,
go planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Dick for dinner, Greeno. Police in South Carolina. It's not pronounced Carolina. It's pronounced Carolina.
Carolina.
South Carolina. Say a naked woman tried to bite off a man's genitals and then rushed on all fours at responding officers who shocked her with a stun gun, Greeno. It sounds like one hell of a hot sauce they have down at this place. WCSC-TV reports that a man called police for help, saying the woman tried to bite off his penis during sex with him and another man. Hananen Police Chief Dennis Turner
says... Can we pause for a minute?
Yes.
So she tried to bite the penis off of the man while they're having a threesome with another man.
A threesome with another man.
A devil's threesome, as it's known.
Devil's triangle.
Either way.
Yeah.
How come the other man was so lucky?
Yeah, well, he must have been in the caboose.
He must
have been at the back of the rig.
Good point.
And the other guy was at the front grill.
So you're thinking no sword fighting at the front?
No sword fighting. Okay. Other than police chief, Greeno. Dennis Turner.
We've got to dot our I's and cross our T's with the Earth Report.
Well, we've got to make sure.
Yeah.
Says officers shocked the bloody woman with a stun gun, so she must have had blood dripping down her face and stuff. That's hot. That is hot.
So another pause, another reflection.
Yep.
So I'm assuming she's still naked at this point.
She must have been, yes.
Now, I want to know what old mate who was up the other end chose to do at that point. Do you reckon he kept going and finished?
I think
you... Or...
when she stunned?
Yeah. I know she was going around all fours. Do you reckon he chased her around?
I reckon it might be, it might be a great sex toy, Greeno, the stun gun. Because if you're in there... If you're pumping away doing your work and she gets stunned, don't they go into like convulsion fits?
They do.
It's like, oh, baby.
My other thought for this is, could this man at the back end be considered as an accomplice? Because perhaps he was pushing a bit too hard and that caused the mouth to come down.
The clamp down.
Potentially.
I think we found the cause here, Greeno. Officers were told she was high on heroin and methamphetamine.
Oh, that'll do it.
There you go. She's a meth head.
Yeah.
Okay, problem solved. Problem solved.
I'm glad we sorted that.
Driver test positive for every possible drug, Greeno. A Spanish driver has reportedly tested positive for, quote, every possible drug after being pulled over by police in the town of Carcastillo. Carcastillo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carcastillo. Police found high levels of cannabis, amphetamines, methamphetamine, cocaine and opiates, as well as alcohol in the man's system. This is fantastic. This is utterly fantastic. See, this is the kind of guy we need at Unity Day.
You reckon?
Well, all the drugs unite. When all the drugs unite, I am Captain Shitface.
There we go.
He was fined 2,000
euros. Bringing all the
euros,
drugs together.
Bringing them all together. Yeah. He can be our testing station.
Correct. Yeah, forget your pill testing, Gladys.
Just give it to this guy. He'll know.
He'll take it. He's like, no, that's good.
He'll just lick the outside of the tablet and lick the outside of the pill and he'll go, it's real. It's good shit.
It's been a while since we've done a fixer.
Yeah.
And we just fixed it.
We just fixed it.
All the kiddies who are dying over here for going to dance things and getting dodgy pills.
Fixed it. We just bring in a Spaniard.
Yeah.
Yep. He was fined 2,000 euro, Greeno, and his car was impounded.
Probably a good idea.
2,000 euro fine.
That's it for all the drugs in your system.
See, if you do that in America, you go to jail probably for about 300 years.
Yeah, sounds about
something like that. Naked cleaner wanted, Greeno. A pensioner from Bristol has received 8 applicants after leaving a postcard in a newsagent's window looking for a nude female cleaner to work for £20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
He's tighter than you, Greeno. The job offer called for someone from 18 to 55 of any shape to clean the man's house in the buff for 2 hours every week. Well, he's not picky.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get his money's worth for £20 an hour.
Another fixer. Let's take meth head from story one. She's already naked. And we'll just ship her down to story three. Yeah. Fixed.
Yeah. And she won't need, and before we fill her up with meth, we'll get the Spaniard guy to test it to make sure that it's not going to kill her.
Yeah. We don't want no more dick biting. Yeah. So, we'll get,
we'll get a high on cleaning products.
Yeah. Get a different buzz happening.
That's right. We'll get her to
just
have
Sheen.
A bit of Mr. Sheen. Just have a cup of Domestos.
Yep.
we can get the Spaniard to test it before we give it to her to make sure it's okay.
Just to be safe.
And then she cleans in the nude with the blood dripping down the chin for the old man for £20 an hour. It's good, honest work, Greeno.
Yeah. I reckon she should deal with the blood first because then she's going to clean it up afterwards.
Utterly fantastic stuff.
Well done.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's a double. That's a triple fixer.
That's a triple fixer.
We fixed everything in that article.
In that Earth report.
Yep. Fixed all three problems.
Why aren't we part of the UN?
I know, right? Because they don't take problems seriously.
Yeah, we're going to fix. Oh, we better play this before we forget.
Oh, yes, Don Camaro.
Lost his mind. Get ready for Don Camaro's Super Mega Sale Bonanza. Total liquidation of all magic and pet supplies. Ducks, bucks, turtles, magic wands, and gorgeous bond assistance.
It's an absolute pleasure to have Don Camaro on board once again, Greeno, for another week.
Snakes, magic hats, puppy sweaters, disappearing ink, all at prices too low to mention. Only at Don Camaro's Magic Events. That's Don Camaro's Magic Events. See you there.
Don't forget, Don will also have a stall at Unity Day.
Yes, he will, yes. Magic and pets and pants.
And pants.
Yeah.
He's leaving the pets back at the store.
Yes.
Just pants.
Yeah, because we can't have the pets getting in the Garden of Eden.
No.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
Once again, a bit of manure action happening.
Yeah, there you go. the pond greener. It's been a while since we've had this.
It has. That's enough of that.
I'm a scat man.
This one's a pond stat man. So that's the theme for the creek, but it's all the same.
That's right.
Sean Marsh, who comes under a bit of fire.
From us.
From us, from the Australian cricketing public.
That's right.
Interesting stat, Damo. Mm. You know when he was selected for the test squad and we're like, look, the guy only averages 35.
That's right.
In domestic cricket.
Why is he playing in the
test
team?
Why is he playing? What do we expect?
Yep.
You know what his test average is after all these years of playing tests?
35.
35. I'm not making this shit up. But tip of the hat to Sean Marsh because he's all about setting records, Damo.
Here we go.
This week, or earlier in this test, which we lost.
Yes, by 31 runs.
By 31 runs.
To pretty, India.
Pretty gallant effort by the GOAT.
Yep.
But he set, had six single figure scores in a row at test level.
Really?
He's the first Australian batting in the top five to do so since 1888.
Wow.
So well done.
Well done. Give him a nice Gary for nice setting Gary. Another record.
Nice Gary. It's a record. Six single digit scores in all that time.
Isn't he the captain now as well?
No. That's the Creek who's the vice captain.
The Creek.
But the Creek who wasn't good enough to be selected for this test, so we didn't have a vice captain.
No vice captain.
I think actually they had dual vice captains.
Really?
Josh Hazlewood.
Ah, right.
So Aussies went down. Yeah, like I said, 31. We gave it a bit of a gallant fight in the end, but once again, we just didn't score runs. Justin Langer and Tim Payne still yet to win a test match.
Really?
Since taken over.
There you go.
Lost every single one.
Yep. Thanks for that, Cricket Australia. You did the right thing. You could have just given Warner and Smithy a fine.
Yeah.
Could have just done that.
Or the one match ban that the ICC generally does to every other player that Faf du Plessis copped and all the other players.
The Pakistanis,
all the other players that actually, you know, did the same crime.
No, they're like, no, let's get a kick him out for a year.
For a year. Yep.
Yeah.
Bit of a tough one here.
The ultimate virtue signal.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Usman Khawaja. Skip that story.
Okay.
One thing it's hard to read. I'm like, we're already in overtime. I'm going to move on.
Is that the one about his brother being on a terror watch list?
That's the one.
Yeah.
The day before the test.
See, I got a message from that and said, how about this? Usman Khawaja's brother on a terror watch list.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what's the problem? As long as he's scoring hundreds, it'll be like, do it for your brother, the jihadist. I don't care.
Exactly.
Like, it's fine. Who cares?
Yeah, move on.
Like, that's the Aussie way.
Yeah.
Uzi, mate. Did he score 100 in this test?
No, I scored 100 for the Aussies, mate.
Oh, okay.
Hell no. Question though, the new coverage. So you had Fox Cricket. You also had
Channel 7. You also had Macquarie Sports Radio.
ABC Grandstand.
Sports Radio is now 24-hour. That was the old 2UE in Sydney, Greeno. Yeah. That's now 24-hour sports.
Is it? There you go.
So that might be worthwhile. That might be worth your listen in the morning as opposed to the big sports breakfast.
Well, but where am I going to get my bed? That's not rugby leagues.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Makes it tough.
But Macquarie had Cipelli on there. Who else? Pidge.
Yeah.
Pidge was on there. Darren Lehman.
Boof.
Yeah. Boof was on there.
Get down, Boofer. But a man who we're big fans of, one of our favourite domestic cricketers, Trent Copeland.
Trent Copeland, that's
part
right.
of the Channel 7 coverage. Oops. And we're like, great, good to have him on board. This is sensational.
Yep.
And the next day, after the test started, I saw New South Wales was playing. I'm like, oh, I just assume he's been our best bowler all year. He'll go back.
That's right.
No. Trent Copeland has been released from his playing commitments to begin his role with the Seven Network in analysis and commentary for the upcoming test series.
Really?
Cricket New South Wales CEO Andrew Jones said the organisation fully supported Copeland in his decision to stand down from the squad.
Wow.
He approached us during the preseason. We believe it's a wonderful opportunity.
He's transitioned into the commentary box.
So what a farce!
What a farce.
This is, Damo, for domestic cricket. Mm-hmm. Not only are players missing matches just to go on like trials and tours and whatnot.
Yep.
Now we've got people who aren't playing Sheffield Shield. This is the pinnacle of Australia's domestic cricket.
To commentate.
To go and fucking commentate.
So he hasn't retired.
No. He's just like, sorry, I'm commentating this week.
Wow.
Can't play. He's our best bowler.
Yep.
He's taking the most wickets for New South Wales.
What there
the
you go.
Time for this one, Damo, because the NRL boys.
Here we go.
Oh, mate.
What do you got?
They just proud.
NRL court dates.
It's a fucking plethora of court dates this week.
Fantastic.
To start with, we've got an altercation with Dane Cordner, who's the brother of Boyd Cordner, and NRL Knights prop Jacob Safidi, who was knocked out cold, sent to hospital, and suffered a broken leg after falling awkwardly. So they're teammates.
Right.
They're teammates. The incident allegedly occurred outside the Green Roof Hotel. I'm going to turn it down a bit more.
Yeah.
The Green Roof Hotel on Sunday morning, with police now looking in the matter. See, so the brother of Boyd Cordner, also player for the Knights, sucker punched his teammate, and he got sent to hospital with a broken leg.
Fantastic. Well done. Fantastic.
Now, then you had Zane Musgrove.
Zane Musgrove, Greeno.
Also get arrested on domestic assault charges. That was on Sunday.
Yes.
But earlier in that day, you had NRL star Dylan Walker to appear in court on assault charge on the same day police will take out an AVO on behalf of his fiancée.
Wow.
Now, the story...
They've been busy in the off-season, haven't they, the boys?
This is the guy who overdosed a couple of years ago on Red Bull and Stormox.
That's right, yes.
Also, this is the guy with the transvestite brother.
Yeah.
That then got punched in the face during a game because he kept on being a bit lippy.
That's right.
And then he also broke his hand when he punched a wall and missed a whole bunch of games.
Wow.
Manly.
Wow.
Now he's
quite the character.
Yeah. Now he went to court yesterday. The fiance is refusing to give a statement.
Right. It's not a good sign.
The problem was this happened outside of their home where neighbours saw it. Now neighbours allege, yes. I use the word allege, that she was holding their newborn child and he was kicking and beating her whilst holding newborn child.
Yep.
Now you're like, look, something must have elicited this, heinous alleged assault.
Yep.
Turns out he wanted to play a video game and she said no.
God. If I was the neighbours, I'd be moving out now, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be there when he gets home.
Dylan ain't knocking on the door.
I'm going to be there when he gets back.
So, well done, boys, to keeping the court dates up and
comment out. In the chat, Greeno, from Jules says, they must be drinking those coffee creamers.
That's
send
it.
Them crazy with
too
all the
much,
preservatives.
Too much milk product.
Fantastic.
We're finally at the end of the show, Damo. Somehow we smashed through all of it in the last 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the play in the NFL earlier this week, the Miracle Hail Mary from the Miami Dolphins against...
No.
The New England Patriots.
Is it a Dan Marino flashback, was it?
Definitely not a Dan Marino flashback. Current team. So basically what happened is stock standard play. They were about 60 yards out.
Mm.
Standard pass.
Yep.
And they started flicking the ball backwards.
Oh,
so
really?
So kind of like, keeping the ball alive because the clock had already run out.
Yep.
So they had no choice but to keep the ball alive.
Yeah.
Rugby league fans.
Yeah.
Dead set barring up and jerking off over this thing because they were sitting there.
That's how we throw it.
Commenting going, it's amazing. It's exciting because they're playing just like rugby league.
Yeah, right.
Rugby league, the greatest game of all. Shut the fuck up. It's not the greatest game of all, you idiots. There was one play, there was a Hail Mary thing. They kept it alive.
Yeah, did it work?
Yeah, they scored a touchdown one in the end.
Wow.
Exciting play.
I've got to see it.
But nothing to do with rugby.
Nothing to do with rugby league.
But rugby league fans, they were just barring up hard.
Oh, NFL is going to become rugby league now because every play works.
How exciting is it? Maybe they should pass it backwards more often just like the footy.
Maybe not.
Get the fuck out.
Let's not say we did.
Just before we go.
Yep.
Good news, Damo.
What do you got?
Producers just in my ear.
Yes.
Just mention Uncle Jerry.
Uncle Jerry.
Just confirmed. Baka Batoka Moss.
He's in, baby.
Locked in for Indy Day.
Woo!
We'll have more developments as the week goes on.
Well, can we bring Balky's mum as well? Balky?
Balky? Balky? Just want to context, but anyone who hasn't seen Perfect Strangers, you never actually saw Balky's mum?
Yeah, she was just in a closet somewhere. She was always locking herself in a closet or a wardrobe.
It was Bronson Pinchot doing the voice.
Balky?
Balky? Yes, mama?
So we'll get Balky's mum on
the scene. We'll get Balky's mum, maybe.
We'll just put a tool shed in Eden's garden. In the Garden of Eden.
She can be in there.
She can be in there.
Balky!
When he's herding the goats.
Plugs before we go, sir.
Follow Greeno at the starting block. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. Check us out on Periscope, Stream Me, YouTube. Of course, if you're watching here already, then you already are. Also exclusive to TAVshow.com, Greeno, and the podcast, thestartingblock.podbean.com.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Thanks for joining us.
Always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges...
Alleged!
Yes, yes. Alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.